The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Scientists have managed to wipe out a population of mosquitoes in a laboratory using a type of genetic engineering known as a gene drive. The intervention prevented the females from reproducing and caused the entire population to die off. Scientists are hoping the method can be transferred from the lab to the real world to tackle mosquito populations that spread diseases like malaria, as Henry Ridgewell reports.
Mosquitoes spread malaria that kills an estimated 429,000 people every year, many of them children. So this new method of killing mosquito populations has sparked huge interest. Scientists from Imperial College London managed to eliminate a population of breeding mosquitoes in a laboratory using a gene drive. Professor Andrea Crisanti co-led the research.
The gene drive is a technical solution that allows a genetic modification to be spread from few individuals to an entire population.
That modification involved disrupting a gene that determines sexual differentiation.
So in this way, a genetic female, if you destroy this gene, cannot develop into a female, but develop in something between a male and a female that we call intersex. These individuals cannot bite, so which is very good, cannot lay egg, and so cannot reproduce itself.
That inability to reproduce spread across the mosquitoes, and the entire population died off within 11 generations. The big question is whether that success can be replicated outside the laboratory.
We have moved this mosquito in large, confined space which mimic completely the tropical environment.
Scientists say reassuring the public about the safety of this powerful technique is paramount. It's hoped the gene drive can be tested in the wild within 5 to 10 years. New tools in the fight against malaria are urgently needed, as the World Health Organization says global progress against the disease is stalling. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Thanks for joining us for Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Remember, you can dig deeper into all of our stories by checking in with voanews.com as well as our Facebook page at VOA Asia. And let us hear from you. VOA Asia Facebook and our email at voaasia@voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.